You're listening to SBS News.
The World Health Organization has warned confusion and complacency means the COVID-19 pandemic is a long way from over. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says it can, however, be brought under control in months with proven public health measures.
Some people appear to be taking the approach that if they are relatively young, it doesn't matter if they get COVID-19. This disease is not flu. Young, healthy people have died, and we still don't fully understand the long-term consequences of infection for those who survive. This pandemic is a long way from over, but we have many reasons for optimism.
In January and February, the world recorded 6 consecutive weeks of declining cases. However, now there have been 7 consecutive weeks of increasing cases and 4 weeks of increasing deaths. Nearly 800 million vaccines have been administered. In the United States, the White House COVID-19 task force is not backing down on their decision not to send an influx of vaccines to Michigan, where the state is experiencing a spike in cases. Andy Slavitt, the White House COVID coordinator, says the variants causing the Michigan spike are also present in other states.
So our ability to vaccinate people quickly in each of those states, rather than taking vaccines and shifting it to playing whack-a-mole, isn't the strategy that public health leaders and scientists have laid out. There's a CDC team on the ground. We just 140 FEMA vaccinators have just moved into the town. Those are things you can affect quickly, and we believe can ramp things up more quickly.
President Joe Biden has said Washington will give Michigan more federal resources to support vaccinations and testing, but not additional vaccines. Russia says it will halt charter flights with Turkey this week on the back of rising infection rates in the country. Russian Deputy Prime Minister Tatiana Golikova says the flights will be halted starting on April the 15th through until June the 1st. Russian Health Minister Anna Popova added that the number of virus strain mutations being brought from abroad has raised concerns.
We note that our compatriots are bringing back a variety of virus strain mutations. The epidemiological situation in Turkey has continued to worsen since the first 10 days of March, and unfortunately we don't see a stop in the growth in cases.
Spanish health officials say the number of new COVID-19 cases is continuing its slow but steady rise in their country, although the increase is at a slower rate than in previous surges. Director of the Spanish Coordinating Center for Health Alerts and Emergencies, Fernando Simon, says on Monday, Spain reported an incidence rate of 199 cases per 100,000 people over 14 days. He also said that thanks to an increase in the number of vaccinations in regional Spain, the lethality rate is decreasing, but he urged the public to keep following the rules.
It is true that this upwards increase is thanks to the good vaccination numbers that we are seeing in the regions. Let's hope it will stay like this in all our regions. However, this won't happen if we make important mistakes, as today's data includes what could have happened over the Easter holiday period.
Meanwhile, people across Britain have flocked to beer gardens and restaurant patios as they reopened this week after months of lockdown. Many people were planning outdoor meals and drinks despite unseasonably cold weather, which brought springtime snow flurries to many areas. These patrons were more than happy.
You want to let your hair down, so, even though I've had a haircut this morning.
I've been at the gym this morning, sweating everything out, so I'm ready for the pints and the shots and the food. So
it's lovely to hear people's voices together. Yeah, it's lovely to be out.
People have really struggled. Yeah, so we're really looking forward to today.
Infections, hospitalizations and deaths have all fallen thanks to the lockdown and a mass vaccination program that's given at least one dose to more than 60% of the adult population. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, however, urged people to behave responsibly as the country took a big step on its path towards a resumption of normal life. And New York's famous Broadway is also seeing a step towards normality. A COVID-19 vaccination site has been opened on Broadway, intended to jumpstart the city's entertainment industry. As Broadway stars performed hits from the shows, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says there is nowhere on earth quite like Broadway.
We do something here that does not exist anywhere in the world quite like this. And for us to be whole, it has to come back. That's why this vaccination center is so exciting, to bring back Broadway, to bring back off-Broadway, to bring back film and TV. One place where the community knows they can go and be guaranteed they will get a vaccine and they'll be able to come back and be safe.
If I can make it there, I'll make it there.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Alan Lee, SBS News.